let us bow your prayers this morning. I've been thinking about it's a simple little verse. Genesis 2 and 7 says, God formed man of the dust of the earth. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Sounds like such a simple thing, but you know it is such a complex act that he did. Sometimes we can go through life and kind of take it for granted. But every once in a while I'll pull out a science book or a health book and I'll look at what all God did in that little verse there. When he breathed into this body the breath of life. When we look at just the heart itself, just a little muscle that he jump started one day, and it may go for 100 years pumping. You can't get a compressor. Man-made compressor won't run that long. It's got to be overhauled. But here he took a muscle, put some blood in it, started it up, and it runs till he calls for it to stop. The blood itself, the veins to carry it. You know, we'll take it for granted until we start losing, you know, having some problems. Hear about people with congestive heart failure. I remember my dad getting to a place to where the blood just wouldn't go to those extremities like it used to. The pump's starting to wear out. The heart's not able to pump that all the way. And realizing what we had when everything was working good, sometimes we will fail to appreciate it like we should. This morning, every one of us that drove to meeting, no doubt, we took for granted the things that happen in this one little verse when he breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, to see a stop sign and the reactions that come from it, to see a car start, put on its brake lights and you react to it. It's not something that, okay, I've got a good driving ability. God put in man something at that time. He also gave us 5 senses. And I've got just a little instance that happened to me where I used most of them in this one instance. Cheryl had a little car charger, the phone charger that plugs into the car, and it quit working. So she told me about it, and I said, okay, I need to check that for sometime. Well, one night I was sitting in the Walmart parking lot, and she had gone in the store to get something. And so I said, well, you know, this is a good time to check it. And you remember the old cigarette lighter where you push the button in and it would stay? It had been so long I hadn't even really thought about it. Well, that's where you do the car charger. So I punched the button in, and I was daydreaming. I punched the button in, and a little bit the button popped out. And so I pulled it out and looked at it, and I remember as a child doing that, and it would be cherry red. You know, it's red, red. Well, this one wasn't. It was just dark. So, without thinking, I stuck. There was the first sense right there. I stuck my finger in there. And within maybe 1 second, 4 of my senses were activated. I heard the sizzling as it cooked my finger. Touch was really activated. I saw what I'd done wasn't good to do. All those things just instantly. And there was, you know, that signal that went from the time I touched it, it had to send a signal to my brain. And the brain sent a signal right back, get it away from there. And also, let's don't never do this again. And so I would like to talk to you for a little bit about something else this morning that activated at that time. Memory. What would we do without memory? Without memory, the next day if she said her car charger wasn't working, I might do the same thing all over again. But God put within us a memory. And you know, now if she tells me the car charger's not working, I remember. We won't check it that way. There's other ways to be able to find out if it's working or not. What would we be, where would we be today without the gift of memory? And as I get older, I learn to appreciate it more because it's starting to leave me. But we could hardly exist. You know, just to get as a mother with a small child, why teach it words it won't remember tomorrow? For school, when we went and they taught us the simple things of ABCs and all those, there's no need for it. Tomorrow, I'll not remember. You know, I married 34 years ago. I can still remember that day. If there were no memory, there'd be no marriage. I wouldn't remember the next day why I liked her. Just think how many things changes because I've got a memory. Memory is so important to us. I work at a job where I've been there doing maintenance at an office building for now 20 years. And over the years, because of this gift of memory, you will remember I had this problem back a few years ago, and this is what we did to fix it. Well, you know, it can go 10 years later, and we have that same problem, and it activates. I know what to do to take care of that. Problems in the home, a mechanic that works on a car. What would it be if he had no memory? He wasn't able to remember yesterday or 2 years ago I had this trouble with this car, and I remember. That's a problem you don't hardly ever have, but was able to fix it. Well, God designed us with a memory, and he had a reason for it, because he knew we were going to need it to remember him. And I was thinking of the verse in Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember now thy Creator. If he had not given us a memory, there would have been no need to have that verse in the Bible. But instead, he's given us this one. I gave you a gift. I want you to use it. I want you to use it to remember me now in the days of thy youth. But should we fail to do it in the days of our youth, this verse to me still is activated for all of us. You know what? This verse is important to us today, saved and sanctified folks. Remember now thy Creator. There can be some things come our way that can cause us to not remember him as well as we should. We can get our mind caught up on troubles around us. And you know what? I can focus on those troubles and they can get me down. He would like for me to remember now my Creator. The one that I started out with just a little bit of dust, and he breathed into me the breath of life, and everything changes, and I owe it all to him. So remember now thy Creator. I'd like to look at another verse, why memory was intended to be for our benefit. Psalms 143:5. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. These are things that have happened in the past. I meditate on the things that you've done for me. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. I remember the days of old. There's a song that we have. When I look o'er the past, I behold how his wide arms of mercy held me. Memory is very important if we use it in the right way. It can be detrimental if we don't. You remember as a child, mom and dad telling us, get this Sunday school verse down. I want you to remember it. You know, I remember they say, don't bring a piece of paper in here and just read it off. I want you to remember it. Why is it that that's so important? Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Memory will be activated when I have stored away scripture in my heart. When I need it, he'll bring it up to me. What I'm going to have to do for that to happen is I've got to put some effort into remembering some things, storing away some things in my memory. There's another one in Mark. I'd like to look at it in the 8th chapter, where Jesus himself was talking to his disciples about the need for memory. 8:17. And when Jesus heard it, they were asking, we don't have bread here for all these people. What are we going to do? It says in the 17th verse, and when Jesus knew it, he saith to them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not? Having ears, hear ye not? Do ye not remember when I broke the 5 loaves among 5,000? How many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said 12. He says, don't you remember what I've done in the past? And it should cause you to not worry quite so much today when we don't have bread. Think about Sister Marcia and all of us doing it. When we have a need, we come up to the altar and ask the Lord, would you please, I've got this need right now that I need you to help me with. It is so important for us to remember back. You know what? She had this pain so much in the past, and the Lord came along and touched it in the past. If we are not careful, We can forget, except just in this little present that I'm in. I'm in this distress, and I forget what the Lord has done in the past, and He's faithful to come back down and help me now. And that's what Jesus is saying here. Don't worry about the bread. You know what? It can be not bread today. It could be economy. We could worry about what's going to happen next year. What if Social Security runs out? What am I going to do? He's asking us, don't you remember? I've helped you out up until now. Don't let it worry you what the future should hold. I think it's important for us in 2011. This is not just something for way in the past. We're going to need to be able to train our memory in areas that I remember those things that Jesus has done for me in the past. In Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, Deuteronomy 5 and 15, it says, I want you to remember, and remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand. So when you have others that maybe you're over, I want you to remember that you were a servant. Remember where you were before and what I brought you from. It's going to be important for every one of us to remember that same thing. Remember where the Lord brought me from. Because there's a story in Matthew 18, we probably all remember it, where a certain king took account of his servants, found one that owed so much money, told him to pay up, he's not able to. And so the king says, okay, I'll sell you and your wife and all that you have. Let that be for payment. You remember him begging? Please have mercy on me and I'll pay you. And the king has mercy and says, I tell you what, I forgive you of the debt. You know, now that's a memory right there. Would you ever forget it? Now, I don't know. Just reading the story, it's almost like he was on his way home when he met the man that owed him a little bit. And he remembered. What he remembered was this man hadn't paid me up and had no mercy on him when he had just been forgiven of so much. You know, there's a human tendency that didn't just end back in Matthew. It can be for us today. We need to remember, I need to remember, that I was a servant one day in the land of Egypt. And the Lord came along and called my name and brought me out. So now when I find somebody that owes me a little bit, which is always going to be much less than the Lord forgave me for, owes me a little bit, I need to remember that I was a servant one day myself. Because it says in 18 and 35, so likewise your heavenly Father will do to you if from your hearts you forgive not everyone his trespasses. He will pay back to me as I dole it out to others. I need to remember. There's also a little three-word message in the Bible that I need to remember. It is remember Lot's wife. Yeah. Just three words, but it has so much weight to it. Because what he's telling me is go back to the story and remember that her heart got attached to the things of this world. Until when the call came, it's time to leave it now. Leave it behind and don't look back. There's something to that. She obeyed part of the command. She was leaving, but her heart was still back behind her. And when the noise all started, she turned where her heart was and she looked back. Turned into a pillar of salt. It's going to be real important for me to have a determination. I have fixed. The children sometimes sing that song, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Well, she could have sang that song, I'm not turning back. But I think we're going to have to add to it, there's no looking back either. I've made up my mind. Song number 23, the 223 that we sang, I mean. I've got a determination. I plan to make it. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. The children of Israel, slaves in Egypt. From the time that Moses was born, and so many of their children were being killed, it was 80 years before he delivered them. But you would think with that deliverance, they would never forget it. In fact, they had a song, what they called a song of Moses when they came out, that they sang when they crossed the Red Sea. So thankful for what he had done for them. But so quickly, they forgot it. But you know what? They didn't forget everything. There was some things they remembered. And it has been a challenge to me. It's in Numbers 11, 4 and 5. It's where the children of Israel wanted some meat. I'm getting tired of this manna. I want something else. You know, with that, it says he gave them their request, but it had a high price tag. Said he sent leanness to their soul. Sometimes the things that I'm not satisfied with what God has given me, should he give me my request, it could bring leanness to me. And with them, said the children of Israel wept. And their question was, who will give us flesh to eat? Because we remember some things about Egypt. Now you would think the foremost in your mind would be, I remember when they came and took my little son and killed him. I remember the beatings that we got because we couldn't produce as much as they wanted. What did they remember? And you know what? If we're not careful, we can be in the same condition. We remember the fish that we did freely eat in Egypt. Cucumbers. You ever had it bad enough that you say, I just remember a cucumber? You know, they were down in pretty hard places right there. I remember the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. This is what I remember. I no longer remember all the trouble we got. Because you know what happens when we forget the deliverance that the Lord gave us and we remember what we left behind? There's not much Thanksgiving left. It wasn't for them. And you remember when they got right to the place where he's ready to bring them over into the land of milk and honey? They still remembered again. When they came and told them, two of them told them, we're well able, let's go, God will help us. But the others said, there's no way, we're not able. And they said, let's make us a captain that'll take us back to Egypt. It was that bad. They failed to remember the God of heaven that will take them through. I said, I'll take you there, and I'll take you. And you know, when they Joshua and Caleb came on back to him again and said, it's a good land. All we got to do is trust the Lord. He'll take us over into it. And it says the congregation bade stone them. We're ready to get rid of you. We're ready to get us a captain that will take us back. Today, there is a need for me to take control of what I remember. Where my memory goes, because we can remember it all. But you know, the devil gets in on some of it, to where I forget what God has done for me. And I only remember what he hasn't yet done. And it affects me. There is also, as I looked at it, should I fail to remember throughout my life, and I think on the things that I want to, and by failing to remember I don't take heed and change my ways, there's also a two-word message for me to remember. You remember Abraham, when the rich man said, would you send Lazarus? Just dip his finger in water. I just need a drip. Would help me out. What was his message back? Son, remember. That's, you know, we think it's bad to start losing our memory as we get old. If we should be at that place, we will wish memory had left us. But it says there's memory there. Part of the punishment is I remember what I had and I let it go. Son, remember, while you were there, you had your good things and Lazarus didn't. And you can remember it for eternity. Memory is something that I want to take control of. Because you remember where it says, bringing into captivity every thought. That's what's building memories. There's also, I would like to take just a little bit of time. There is something else, the opposite side of the coin, that is very important. Forgetting. There are some things that it's going to be real important for me to remember. There are some things that's going to be very important for me to forget. And I am thankful that the God in heaven forgets some things. It says in Hebrews 10, 16 to 17, he says that there are sins and iniquities. I won't remember them anymore. It'll be as if it never happened. I'm so thankful. What if he, throughout the rest of our life, every day, he brought us back the list of who we were? And you ought to be happy that I ever even thought about you. It says he puts them behind him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. You'll not be able to find the distance between it. He was willing to forgive. And if he can forgive and forget, there's something that I need to do for myself. When the Lord has forgiven me, I need to forget. What if Paul had gone through his ministry always with that experience before him? I am never able to forget it. Now, I look back over my life. There are places that I wish I'd never done. I don't want to. Now, there's a place for forgetting, and I want to make it clear here. I would like to remember it to the point that when somebody says, you were this kind of person, I can say, yes, that's who I was, but no longer, not anymore. And I also want to remember it to the point that I don't ever want to be that way again. But at the same time, if Paul had lived his life never being able to get over who he was, it would have sure hindered his ministry. But he says, forgetting those things that are past and looking to those things that are out ahead, I'm pressing for the mark. And I want to encourage us each one that we do that. There are some things that I need to remember. There are some things that I need to forget. And how is it as I start getting older? Just got a couple little examples here that I can fail to remember where I left my keys one day. But I remember well what you said about me 5 years ago. How is that? You know, we can forget so much, but I can remember the things that I should have forgotten. And I can forget what last Sunday's message was, but I remember that you wouldn't shake my hand when you walked out, or you failed to. Things that I need to remember, things that I need to forget. When somebody wrongs me, I have a choice that I make. Every time it's done, I have a choice that I make. I can choose to forget it, or I can put it in my memory, what I store. There's a poem. I'm sure y'all have probably heard it. Just forget it. Now, I'll tell you what, that'll only come with a choice. And something more than a choice, it's going to take God to be able to forget some of these things. But it could determine whether I make heaven or whether I don't in the end. This one says, if you've not been treated right, just forget it. Don't get ready for a fight, but forget it. Life's too short to hold a grudge. 'Twill your happiness besmudge. Anyway, you're not the judge, so just forget it. You know, really, when I hold a grudge, I'm the loser. Because it starts building in my memory, and you know what? I can build that thing bigger than they even ever intended to hurt me with. I can make a mountain out of it. It says, if you've been misunderstood, just forget it. Say, I did the best I could, and then forget it. If you can't have your own way, don't be small enough to say, well, I guess I just won't play, but forget it. If somebody slanders you, just forget it. Say, I'm glad it isn't true, and then forget it. Even if you lose a friend and the breach you cannot mend, it'll pay you in the end to just forget it. And we have a verse that says, tearing down, casting down imaginations. Those imaginations build memories. And it says, bringing into captivity also the thoughts that would build memories. I take control of them. And some of them I need to remember. Some of them I need to forget. I desire your prayers.